What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, you guys? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Chance, and I'm so freaking fired up for today's episode, guys. Number 98. We are literally, after today, we're two episodes from 100. Like, I've been dreaming for so long, since having the show back in 2018 when I created it, to get to 100 episodes. Like, that's such a milestone to be able to start something from nothing and grow it all the way to 100 episodes. You know, we've had different interviews. We've done a lot of live streams that we've uploaded as motivation or as education or whatever it is. And it's here, guys. Today's 98. We're two away from 100. I'm so fucking excited. And today, guys, is going to be all about resiliency. We're going to be talking about doing the hard things. I was just speaking to some of the guys here on Instagram, on Facebook, on my live stream, about, you know, doing the hard things. And in my program, The Relentless Life, that's what it's all about. You know, we pride ourselves on having an alpha mindset. And this alpha mindset is pretty much entails doing things throughout our day, throughout our week, throughout the months that we're in this program, throughout our lives that we don't want to do. The things that are hard, the things that are very challenging. So, like, for instance, guys, most of the times when I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, right, before I start my day, before I start my morning routine, the last thing I want to do is hop into a cold shower. That is like the last thing I want to do. The first thing I want to do is go and drink some water and have a cup of coffee and sit down on it. That's the first thing I want to do. And then maybe even look at my phone, right? Like we all have that one desire to get on social media and to scroll through TikTok. Like, who doesn't like going on TikTok, right? Like, it's addicting, right? So instead of doing that, I make the decision for myself at 5 o'clock in the morning, as soon as my feet fucking hit the floor, to jump into a cold shower for 2 minutes. Why do I do this? Well, I do this to create resiliency. I do this to put pressure on not only my body, but on my mind, to create a specific mindset so that throughout my day, throughout my week, the tone has already been set. It's a learning lesson. It's a teaching moment. When you put yourself into hard times, what it's doing is it's preparing you for future battles. It's preparing you for things that are going to be really, really hard in your life. And that's exactly why I take cold showers. That's why I have Steven and all my guys in my community take cold showers, because it's not only good for like physiological benefits, like testosterone production. It's good for our immune system, our nervous system. It's been linked to optimal skin health, right? Like, there's so many different studies that have been done on why cold showers are good for the body on a physiological level. But outside of that, of just creating straight up resiliency of like, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it anyways. It's like that David Goggins type of a mentality. Like, okay, I wake up, I'm tired, I'm scrubbing my eyes, I just took a piss. Now I go to the shower, turn the shower on, and you feel it, and it's freezing freaking cold. And I don't know about you guys, but usually when I wake up in the mornings, that's when I'm the coldest throughout like my day. Like, typically human beings are more cold in the morning, right? So I wake up, I'm freezing, I feel this cold water, and I'm like, I don't want to get in that cold water. But what do? Grab some cold water, put it on my face, try to adjust the temperature a little bit. Take a deep breath and I walk right into it. That is my first battle of the day, besides getting up when my alarm goes off, right? That's the first battle. Second battle is getting into that cold shower. And I know every battle that comes at me, no matter how small or how large, if I have that resilient mindset, that relentless mindset, in saying I've already faced 10 to 15 battles this morning in my morning routine and working out and pushing past pain and pushing past failure and the shit with my body, I push past it every day. I show up for my clients, I show up for my business, and I push past that pain every day. I'm creating resiliency. I've been dealing with my body for 7 years. I have 7 years worth of creating resiliency so that when this pain is gone, when this pain is gone, I am going to be, it's going to feel like a weight has been lifted right off of me. And I'm telling you guys this too, because this applies to everybody. We're all going through pain. We're all going through a certain challenge. We all want a specific goal or a specific dream to become true, right? Just some of us aren't willing to put as much work in as others. But for me, when I am encapsulated with so much pain and I'm pushed down for 7 years and for so long, and that pain leaves my life, well, now what happens? Now you have a strong-minded individual who has been literally pushed down for 7 years and has been trying to fight and push and apply pressure, right? I'm applying pressure towards this force that's pushing down on me. It's like gravity, right? It's a perfect example. Guys, you're resilient and you don't even realize it. You're resilient against gravity. Gravity is pushing down on us at, is it 9.8? What's the unit? I don't know. I'm not into that kind of shit with science and math, but gravity at a certain rate is pushing down on us and we have to stand up against gravity. So like you see those old people, right, where they're hunched down, that's because they're 70 years old and they didn't have the right posture. They didn't train their bodies right to properly combat gravity, combat that pressure and that resiliency, or they didn't have the resiliency needed. So when they're 70 now, they're walking like this, right? Gravity's winning against them. So what I'm trying to get at, guys, is if you're going through something, right? If you're going through a battle, if you're going through a tough relationship, if you currently are unconfident as fuck with your body, if you're anxious, if you're depressed, if you fucking hate yourself, right? If you have suicidal thoughts, if you don't like the way that you look in the mirror, the first step is doing the hard shit. The first step out of pain is doing the hard shit. Because once you do the hard shit, you create this resiliency. This resiliency to the pains and the challenges and the struggles that life has to offer. And I'm here to tell you guys, I'm an example of this. My whole life, I've been an anxious person. My whole life, I've dealt with overcoming like a lack of self-confidence. I was never a confident person. Never. Until, get this, guys, this is where it fucking comes in. Until I started to do the hard shit. Until I started to embark in my own journey with fitness and with tracking my food and with taking cold showers and with journaling and with meditating, right? And with doing things that I didn't necessarily want to do at first. Now they're just everyday habits, right? That I know I have to do to feel good, and I'm used to them, and I know that they help me and they provide me value and allow me to give my all and give value to my community and to other people. But at first, guys, I hated it so much. I didn't want to do it. That's the thing with this. I did not want to do these things that I do now, right? Like the gym at first, it was hard. It was very fucking hard. But I had this mindset of, if I can push past this rep, if I can push past this set and then push past the next set and the next set and the next set, right? If I can push past this meal, if I can just eat a little bit more food today and tomorrow and the next day, I know that those meals and those days and those weeks are going to accumulate, right? And over time, I'm now building on myself. I'm building on myself. I'm building on this resiliency of not wanting to do shit. And that resiliency, guys, like I said, does something to our mindset, does something to our mental state. So now, guys, now the level that I play at isn't even in the same universe as I once played at when I was a 16-year-old or an 18-year-old or even a 21-year-old. I'm in a completely different universe. Why? Well, because I prioritize self-growth. I prioritize caring for my health and caring for a relentless mindset and caring for doing the hard shit. The hard shit is what got me in the position I'm in today. And I'm still currently going through the hard shit. I'm still currently, every day that I wake up, I'm building more resiliency. I'm becoming more resilient against this pain. I'm becoming more resilient against the way that I breathe. I can't breathe. Like I have a problem breathing. I literally cannot get air into the left side of my nose. When I breathe through my nose, And human beings are meant to breathe through our nose. Like I said, there's 30 functions that only occur when air is processed through our nose rather than our mouth. And I can only breathe through half of my nose. So because of this, my body is struggling. And because of this, it's been going on for 7 years. My symptoms have been going on for 7 years. I've been dealing with these breathing issues probably my entire life. I've had asthma, I had pneumonia, I had the croup multiple times, my whole life, allergies. I mean, you name it. I've had every breathing. Like, I was never able to get full amounts of air sufficiently into my body. And it sucks. And it really sucks. And I've invested $20,000. I've seen all of these medical professionals. I've told you guys about this. I say this all the time. And it's frustrating. It's like, why is God not showing me the light yet? Like, why me? Like, why me? I was in the gym. I was happy. I was feeling good. And then out of nowhere, symptoms started to happen. And 7 years later, I'm almost 26 and I'm still going through it. But I don't fucking complain. I don't complain about this situation because I know I'm doing everything in my power to feel better and to get better. And as long as I keep showing up and I keep creating that resiliency and I remain relentless through these struggles that God is placing on me, I will overcome them. I will overcome them. And the same thing applies to anyone out there that's trying to put on lean muscle mass. It's not going to happen in 4 weeks. It's not going to happen in 8 weeks. It's probably not going to happen in 12 to 16 weeks. It will happen. You will put on 5 or 10 pounds, right? But you're always going to have another goal. You're always going to want to go to a different place. You're always going to want to look better. You're always going to want to feel better. You're always going to want to elevate your career or make more money or be more successful in your relationships, right? There's always going to be that next level. But in order to get to that next level, you've got to create resiliency. You've got to do things every single – this is not – guys, by the way, this is not something that you can just say, oh, I'm going to do these things when I feel like doing these things. No, the whole point of what I'm saying is, like, even when you're sick – now, obviously, like, if you're super sick with COVID and you're, like, contagious and you have the flu and you can't fucking move, you're throwing up, yes, that is one thing. But, like, if you just have the cold, you're feeling under the weather, your stomach's hurting, maybe you have a headache, but – you can fight through it, but it is pretty bad to where you just want to lay down. Like, those are the times where go try to drink some more water. Do something to try to get that pain down a few levels to where you can function. And if you can do that, if you can get up and go work for a few hours or go hit a workout for a little bit or go prep your meals even though you're not feeling the greatest, like, that's going to create resiliency. Like, things like that are going to create you to be more resilient. Same thing with the cold showers. Same thing with working out, with working out and having a certain amount of resistance on our bodies, on our muscles, that causes them to be under strain, right? So like when I'm doing a bicep curl, that causes my bicep to be under tension. So we're doing some bicep curls here, right? Under tension. And after so much load, after so many reps, after so much progression over a certain period of time, what happens is that weight no longer feels like 20 pounds. It now feels like 5 pounds. That's because your muscles created resiliency to that weight. They've adapted. They've changed. They've adapted to that weight. They're no longer a 10-inch bicep. They're now a 13-inch bicep because they became resilient against that 20-pound dumbbell. Like, that's resiliency. Resiliency is perfectly explained in the gym with working out. And that's what I'm trying to get you guys to understand here. It's not just all about working out. It's about life. It's about what you guys want out of your life. What do you want out of your life? Once you can ask that question and answer that question, okay, my name is Chance. I'm 25. This is where I'm at. What do I want? Okay, well, I want to be very happy, right? I want to be happy. I want to put God and my family first. I want to be a provider and a protector to my parents, to my sister, to my future wife, to my future kids, right? My future family. I want to be a leader in not only my family, but in my community. I want to guide other men to be their best selves. I want to be the example through my actions, through what I do in the gym, through what I do when I speak, through what I do in my business. I want to have over $1 million in my bank account so that I have the freedom to travel and to give my family what I know that they deserve, right? To be the example. I want to have money to start a charity organization one day to help kids off the street. Because guys, for me, like I hate people who say that money makes people evil. No, people make people evil. Money doesn't make you evil. Money only amplifies who you already are as a person. I want to change the world. I want to help people. So I know the more money I can get my hands on, the more people I can help. Straight the fuck up. Like the more money I have, the more ability and abundancy I have to change the world. Because you can only, I can go out right now. I can go to Publix. I can wave at someone, smile, and tell them to have the best day ever. And I can change the rest of their day. And that might even change them to not be depressed or get them out of a rut. And that is changing the world, you know, one person at a time. But I don't want to just change one person's fucking life. I want to change a million. I want to change millions of people's lives. I want to change lives on a massive fucking level. And that doesn't just happen overnight. That doesn't just happen sitting on my ass and posting, making a few posts per day and going live. Like that takes a lot of commitment. That takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of patience. And it takes a lot of consistency and mindset, right? And reminding myself that, asking myself that question, right? Going back to that question, what do I want? Steven, what do you want, bro? No, what do you want? Denise, what do you want? Like you have to ask yourself that question, and you have to not only just ask it once, but you have to ask it every day. And you have to remind yourself, why am I doing this? Because as human beings, guys, we get caught up in the monotony of life. Life is hard. Life is hard. And every day that goes, like every day, sometimes it feels like every day is the same and nothing's changing, right? You're doing all the work. You're putting the reps in. You're just hitting the gym. You're making your meals, you're hitting all your macros, all your calories, like you're doing everything right. And you're like, why am I not seeing a change? Well, what's going on? Then that's when you have to start dissecting your sleep. How much water am I getting? What are my stress levels like? Am I meditating enough? Am I getting enough sunlight, right? Am I truly going as hard as I know I should in the gym? Reevaluating the intensity that you bring into the gym. Does that mean you need to get more hyped? Maybe before going to the gym in your car ride, possibly getting you more amplified, eating some carbs to have that energy to go really hard in the gym. Are you truly eating enough calories? Like you need to start evaluating your routine, evaluating, are you really putting it in? But it's about resiliency. It's about through these actions, through this consistency, you're going to create a sense, an urge of resiliency, of fighting back. You're going to create a physical, a mental and emotional spirit that no matter what comes at it, it will win and it will come back. It will fight. It will fight like fucking hell. It will scratch. It will crawl. It will scream. It will do whatever it effing takes to be successful, to gain that lean muscle mass, to finally be confident, to finally be happy, to finally be the example to your family. Like, guys, I'm not just doing this for me. Like, I hope you guys, I'm not just doing this for me. I'm doing it, like I said, for my future family, my kids, my future wife, and also for my parents. I want to retire my parents. Like my dad is super fucking stressed with his roofing company. My mom too. Like, and that makes me sad. That makes me really worried about their health. They're in their 50s now. I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate. And I deeply care about them. And how cool would it be if I could go to my dad with $1 million and say, here's the money for your house, go build a house, retire, and live your golden years, live your life. Like you don't have to worry about it anymore. And that I hold that, you know, and I try not to let it get to me. I try not to let it be pressure. But guys, in the reality of it all is like, you guys have to have that mindset. You have to have a why. So that when those hard times do come, and I'm tying this all together now here, guys, with the resiliency thing, when those hard times do come and you have to be resilient, you're not going to be resilient if you don't have a fucking why. You've got to have a reason for waking up every day. You got to have a reason to step into that cold shower. Like how many times, guys, how long will you last waking up every morning and stepping into a 50 degree cold shower? If you don't have a reason, if you don't have a reason, the answer is not very long. You might do it for 3 or 4 days. And then you're like, why the fuck am I doing this? Like, why is chance saying I have to wake up and get into a cold shower. This is pointless, right? And it is pointless if you don't have a why. If your whole life, you're fine with being comfortable, you're okay with where you're at financially, you're okay with where you're at on an energy level, you're okay with your body, you don't care to be more confident in your own skin or in your own mind, you don't give a shit about your relationship, like you're fine with being who you are, that's fine. Don't take cold showers, don't work out, don't prep your food, don't try to save your money, don't try to improve your mindset and your mentality, don't try to become abundant and affirm who you are and believe in yourself and try to be a leader for your family. If that's not you and you're just happy with where you're at, that's fine. That's totally fine. That's your life. But I'm speaking to the people that want more, that want to truly grow their minds, their bodies, and their spirits and be a great fucking man, a great person, and give back and believe in themselves and have the confidence to quit their job and to go all in on their business and to be the provider, be the protector, be the fucking risk taker. Go out and take a risk today, guys. Take a risk. Be resilient and take a risk. Nobody is coming to save you. No one is going to come and make you be resilient. Nobody's going to say, oh, Steven, this is the reason why you were born, bro. No, that's something, Steve, that you gotta say, this is why I'm here. This is why God put me on this earth, or my parents, or the universe, or whatever it is that you guys believe in. This is why I'm on this earth, for this reason. I was meant to serve this way. I was meant to help this type of person, right? I was meant to be happy. I was meant to start a family. I was meant to bring kids into the world and teach them the right morals and the right values and the right principles so that they can go on and be good people and have kids, right? It's about generating good people and generating positive vibes and positive energy to try to make this world a better place. There's way too much negativity, way too many toxic people in this world. And I know everybody listening to this has dealt with a toxic person before. They suck. They suck. And there's so many of them out there. I'm trying to get into your mind to make you realize that you have control to not only be a good person yourself, but be the example and lead by example to others around you. Be the example to your friends. Be the example to your family. Be the example to your future family if you plan on having kids and getting married one day. But that starts, and that doesn't just happen, guys. That does not just fucking happen. Why do you think I get up at 5 o'clock every morning? I don't just get up at five because, oh, I'm up. Yay. Let's go drink some coffee and start my day, right? And grind my ass off and slave and work. Like, I don't just do it just to do it. I do it because there's a purpose and a reason and a why behind it. There's always a why behind every action that I take. There's a why behind this live. There's a reason why every day at 12 o'clock I get on live here and I talk about something different. There's a reason for that. Why? Right? Why? Because I know that people relate to it. And I know through the messages that I get from you guys that it's helping, that it's changing people's perspectives. It's changing people's mindsets. And those messages are the reason why I show up, right? I don't care if there's zero people on here. I don't care because when you're consistent with something, it's only a matter of time until people catch on. It's only a matter of time until your message is spread to more people. And that to me is all that matters. And you guys should definitely try to encapsulate a similar mindset of if you really enjoy doing something and you want to see results, specifically, let's say with the gym, you can't just show up for 4 weeks and then give up because you say, oh, I don't have abs yet. Or even 12 weeks or even six. Guys, it took me, and obviously I'm not in the best shape right now. I was in much better shape when I was competing, right? I guess it depends on what you say in shape. Healthy wise, I'm the healthiest I've been right now. But in regards to how I look, I definitely, at least in my opinion, looked much better when I stepped on stage 4 years ago at 180, what was I, like 182 or 183 at 5'11"? And I felt good. I felt confident. But at that time, as I was saying, guys, at that time, I didn't get there from 16 weeks of working out and 16 weeks of prepping my meals. That was probably year 10 that I've been in the gym. You know, no drugs, no steroids, obviously. Like, I'm not a fan of that or anything. Like, if you want to take drugs and take these out, be my guest. But that's, I don't know. That's a different discussion. I like doing things organically, and I like, obviously if you compete and you're into the whole IFBB Pro and NPC and you really want to get to that competitive level, yes, those guys all pretty much take stuff. They all take testosterone, or they're doing something obviously to get that crazy, amazing, presentable physique. But I don't do it for that. I do it for other reasons. I do it to really just be healthy, be my most dominant form, to get away from my anxiety, to get away from my depression, to be a good man to my girlfriend and to my parents and to my sister, to my clients. And that's why I do it. That's my why. That's my reason, you know. And as long as I'm relentless, as long as I'm consistent every day and I continuously show up and I wake up at 5 and I take my cold shower and I work out and I prep my meals and I show up on live and I invest in my company and I invest in my clients and I serve my clients, it's only a matter of time until I get the results that I've been looking for. And I know this because I invested over 10 years into my mind and my body to get to a certain physique, right? And it takes time. It takes time. But that resiliency is the main ingredient that you need to get those results. That resiliency is going to create a strong six pack, strong biceps, strong quads, right? Strong glutes, a big, massive, strong chest, right? Big traps. Get that look that you want, right? To be confident, but it takes time. It takes time of putting in the reps, of those crunches or the miles on the bike or the time in the kitchen prepping every Sunday. Steven, I know you know what I'm talking about, bro. You fucking put in the work every week, right? It takes time, guys. It sucks. We don't want to do it, but we know that we're invested for the long haul. We're playing the long game. We want those long-term results. And we know that good things in life don't come easy and don't come quick. And that is pretty much all I have for you guys. That's the message that I wanted to deliver today. I hope some of you guys can come back and watch it on the replay. If you guys are watching on the replay, make sure you hashtag replay in the comments below. So I know that I had some people come back to kind of rewatch this episode here. I'm super, super appreciative for everybody who tuned in today. And we will see you guys tomorrow on the podcast, episode number 99. Holy crap. And then the next day is 100. That is so freaking crazy. So I'll see you guys tomorrow, 12 p.m. If you enjoyed this podcast, as I always ask you guys at the end, if you enjoyed this episode about creating resiliency and having to do the hard things every day to get those results and to finally be confident and to finally step in and lean into who you were supposed to be, if you enjoyed this topic, definitely feel free to leave a review on the podcast. You guys can just go to the Apple Podcast app, type in the search bar, The Relentless Life with Chance Galloway. You scroll all the way down, click on ratings and reviews, and you can leave a quick review there. Let us know, you know, how we delivered this message today, and it definitely helps us to get this message to more people. So until next time, you guys stay freaking relentless, have an alpha mindset, and we'll see you guys tomorrow at 12 p.m. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of The Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.